This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Right this way, sir.
Watch your steps on me.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you say your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure, it's Mark Selvaggi. It's S-E-L-V-A-G-G-I.
And sir, what do you do for a living?
I sell life insurance.
And are you affiliated with any life insurance company?
Yes.
Which one?
New York Life.
How long have you been selling life insurance?
A little over 10 years.
And in that 10 years, have you always been affiliated with New York Life?
Yes.
Now, sir, who is Nancy McLoone?
She's a colleague of mine.
And what is her responsibilities within your office?
She fills out our applications, does our underwriting requirements, traffics the cases through underwriting. And where is your office located?
1050 Hingham Street, Rockland, Mass.
And besides Ms. McClune, who else is in the office?
Half a dozen other agents.
Okay. And what are your responsibilities in the office?
Speak with clients, talk to them about life insurance protection.
So there's some clients I'd like to ask you about are Brian and Anna Walsh.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Anna Walsh?
Yes.
How did you become familiar with Anna Walsh?
I was introduced to her through Brian.
Okay. And how did you become familiar with Brian Walsh?
Brian came to me as a client that was a lead that was solicited, and I reached out to him. It was a local address, and asked him he was looking for life insurance.
When did this occur?
I believe in July of 2021.
And when did you get introduced to Anna Walsh?
I don't remember specifically. It was during COVID, so it might have been happenstance during a Zoom conversation.
Okay. And were you ever able to sell Anna Walsh any insurance policies?
Yes.
What did you sell her for insurance policies?
I sold her two life insurance policies. I sold...
Okay. So let's talk about the two life insurance policies. Sir, what were you able to sell her as far as life insurance policies?
I was able to sell her a term policy and a whole life policy.
Okay. What is a term life insurance policy?
Term life insurance is a type of life insurance product that is good for a preset amount of time. It was approximately a 20-year term product that was for $1 million.
And now that was for $1 million. What was the other policy?
I sold her a whole life policy that was for $250,000.
Can you tell us what is the difference between a whole life policy and a term policy?
Sure. A term policy is renting a block of insurance for a pre-agreed upon amount of time. It could be anywhere from a year to as long as 30 years. And if you don't pass away during that duration, the insurance company, the contract ends, the insurance company doesn't pay anything out. A whole life policy, kind of like the name implies, lasts your whole life. And unfortunately, all of us someday will pass, and whole life policies pay out 100% of the time. They cost more. They can be paid up during your working years and have it last the rest of your life. But you also have the opportunity to access all the cash value that the policy accumulates and can use it as a deferred savings vehicle.
And, Your Honor, at this point in time, I would like to offer two policies and the attachments that were included with them from New York Life in the names of Anna Walsh. They're in manila folders. They are policies ending in 8840 and 5836.
No objection, Your Honor.
The New York Life policy ending in 8840 is now in marked in evidence as, and is in evidence as 98. And the policy, New York Life policy ending 5836 is now in evidence as exhibit 99.
John, may I approach the witness to please this time?
You may.
We'll put them on together. Excellent, sir. All right, showing you exhibit 98. At the top of the first document, can you tell us what it says?
Sure.
What is that?
This is a term policy. This is a policy brief for Anna.
Okay. And does it have, for Anna, does it list the amount for the term policy?
Sure. It lists the face amount of $1 million.
And on the fourth page, does it list the beneficiaries of that policy?
It does. Yes, it does.
Who is the beneficiary of that policy?
Brian Walsh.
Now, when was that policy purchased? Or better question is, when did it go into effect?
Sure, the policy date is May 17th, 2021.
And the next document that's within that folder, can you tell us what this document is with the binder of the cash?
This is the application.
So, application, what is that?
This is what is required to secure a life insurance policy.
And so to secure a life insurance policy, do you have to do anything as far as your medical information?
Sure. So you'd fill out a application, which really gives the insurance company permission to do their due diligence on you and your health.
And so there's actually a release in there for them to get your medical records, isn't that correct?
Sure, there's a HIPAA authorization.
Now, so I'm going to direct your attention to Exhibit 99 and ask you to take a look at that and open it up to the first document.
Okay.
And what is that, sir?
This is a policy brief of the whole life policy for $250,000 on Anna Walsh.
And for Anna Walsh, when did this policy go into effect?
The policy date is June 28th, 2021.
And, sir, regarding that policy, does that also list the beneficiary is?
Yes, it does.
And should you tell us who the beneficiary is?
I can. It's Brian Walsh.
Now, sir, in addition to that first document you referenced, is there also a similar document within the file with a binder clip for those records?
Yes.
And what is that document, sir?
This is a life application.
And so is that just like the application you just told us about for the other calls?
Yes, it is.
And with that application, is there also a release of documents to New York Life from medical providers?
Yes, there is.
Now, was there any difficulty in obtaining Anna Walsh life insurance?
No.
And, Your Honor, may we approach about one small issue?
Sure. I'm going to send you out of the courtroom for a little bit. You did just something outside of your hearing. It may turn out that you go straight through to lunch, and then I may have you come back before the 2 o'clock hour. That's going to depend on whether you have a food or not. We'll see. You just hold tight to yourself. You can go back to the jury room right now.
All rise for the court, please. Follow me.
You may proceed. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Yes.
So, Mr. Salvage, I just gave you a document. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to tell us what it is.
Personal health history.
And who is it for?
Anna Walsh.
And, sir, how are you familiar with this document?
This is something that my colleague does mostly, fills out on people's health histories. It's a part of the application process.
And so if someone doesn't fill it out, what happens to getting life insurance?
They don't get life insurance.
Once it's filled out, what's done with the document as far as forwarding it to New York Life?
It's electronically submitted to the underwriters for their consideration and for an offer.
Why do you have a personal health history filled out for life insurance?
Because your health is what determines the overall cost of your insurance and also if you're eligible to receive insurance.
And after this document was filled out before it's in New York Life, what was determined as far as a policy for Ms. Walsh?
She was approved.
And were there any concerns that New York Life had with her health proving that?
No, she received a excellent health rating.
And sir,
how do you know that?
Every policy receives a health rating. Basically, Your Honor, we rate everyone's health on a scale from 1 to 37. 1 is as good as you can be. 37 is as poor as you can be and still be accepted. And she received a number 1 health rating.
And is that in the documents that you're looking at right now?
It's not on this one, no.
Where do you know that from?
It's on the policy itself. It's on the policy brief that was just handed to me a moment ago.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption.
Sir, in addition to filling out that document, are there any other requirements for follow-up with medical professionals or review of records after a person attempts to buy life insurance through New York Life?
Yes, there's a telephone interview component where they, on a recorded line with a representative of the company, they ask them a series of questions, lifestyle questions, Have you ever questions? It's about a half hour long telephone interview that is also part of the underwriting process, in addition to a medical requirement where we send out an examiner for a blood and urine sample, vital signs, things of that nature, and then they request a copy of the medical records from the attending physician, called an attending physician statement.
To your knowledge, was that done in this case?
I'm sorry?
To your knowledge, was that done in this case?
Yes, it was.
And sir, that document, is it signed?
This is voice signed by Anna Walsh, yes.
And so what does it mean to be voice signed?
It means at the conclusion of the interview that she conducted over the telephone, she consented to an electronic signature.
I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Boss. Thank you.
I'm going to give this to counsel here.
Gary.
So this form that you were just looking at, do I understand that Anna Walsh supposedly filled this out herself?
I believe it was done through a telephone interview. I wasn't part of that.
Okay. So when you say a telephone interview, you mean someone interviewed reportedly Anna Walsh about these questions?
Yes.
So it wasn't a doctor that was reporting this information to you?
No.
And I think you had just said that if you don't go through this process, you can't get the life insurance, right?
Correct.
Okay. So this information on this form came from reportedly Anna Walsh over the phone.
Yes.
Okay. And these records don't have any attachment from a medical doctor signing off that she was in, as you say, great health in March of 2021.
It doesn't have any medical records attached to it.
So no medical corroboration to the assertions made reportedly by Anna Walsh in March of 2021?
Correct.
Your Honor, I have no further.
So you said earlier that that they give a blood and urine sample when somebody comes to the house. And then you also said that something about they have to sign a release for their medical records?
Yes.
And can you tell, based on the documentation, if that was done in this case?
It was.
And then once you have that release, what happens? How do you access the medical records?
The company does it through a third-party vendor. And they receive a copy of the attending physician statement. We call it an APS.
And where does that go?
It goes to the underwriter.
And is that records that you have?
I don't.
I don't mean do you have them with you now. I mean do you keep those records?
We're never privileged to that information, Your Honor.
It all goes to the underwriter.
Correct.
Different entity than you.
Correct.
And you mentioned earlier in your direct that there's a woman that works with you. I got the phonetic as Nancy McGloom.
Yes.
I think about 75% correct. Is she the person that you said you didn't do this over the phone with Anna Walsh, but that somebody else did?
She's not the person, no, Your Honor.
Is there another person in your office that does that?
No, it's direct from the underwriter, from the home office of New York Life. There's to make sure it's sort of the best information it could be, they do it themselves.
Right. Anything else anybody wants in on after I've asked these different questions? All right. So I'm not going to allow it in right now.
Yes,
on this record. If it becomes relevant on a rebuttal case, depending on what the defense, if the defense puts on a case and what they do, in order to get this in, you're going to need to, well, you probably, honestly, you'd be asking to get in something else, which is like her medical records through a doctor and not through this way. But I'm not going to let that in right now.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All rise, jurors entering.
Put it back in session, you may be seated.
And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Witness with exhibits 99 and 98. Sir, is there a medical rating that's assigned to a person who buys life insurance in New York Life?
Yes.
How is that determined?
It's a culmination of the underwriting. So your health rating is determined based on your gender. Your health rating is not determined on your gender. That's an incorrect statement. It's determined on your health and the way they evaluate your health.
And so how does New York Life evaluate someone's health when they're buying life insurance?
They use an underwriting scale, everything from your BMI, your body mass index, height, weight, blood pressure, medication you're on, high-risk activities that you might participate in, your job sometimes can even factor into your health rating.
How does New York Life find out this information?
Through underwriting, through the telephone interview, through a copy of your medical records, and through their recorded telephone interview.
How do they get the medical records of someone purchasing life insurance?
They request them through a HIPAA authorization that's in the application from the person's primary care physician and any other physicians that they're under the care of.
Is there a scale in which someone can be rated by New York Life for their health rating?
Yes.
What is the scale?
It starts out, the best rating you can receive is called select preferred, and then it goes preferred, and then it goes preferred two, then it goes non-smoker, then it goes non-smoker table 1 through 13, then it goes to standard or select standard, which is usually a healthy smoker, then there's standard, which is a smoker, and then there's standard table 1 through 13, and all of those, if you think of it like a ladder, like 1 through 37, every single rung represents a higher risk class, and it subsequently changes the cost of your insurance.
So how can you less you have to pay for insurance?
Yes.
And what would Hannah Walsh's rating on those policies for the health rating for New York Life?
Select preferred.
And what number would that be?
That's the highest level you can receive.
So she was the healthiest?
Correct.
May I have a moment, Your Honor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in addition, sir, when collecting information, does New York Life, through its underwriting process, get any samples from someone who's applying for it?
Yes.
What did they get?
They'll send a professional, I forget what it's called, paraprofessional, something like that, to do a blood draw, a urine sample, and vitals, height, weight, blood pressure.
And does New York Life give life insurance if that's not the form?
Yes.
Was it done in this case?
Yes.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Any recross?
I think it's just cross.
Oh, sorry.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
You were just talking about the health rating. I just want to talk to you a little bit about that, okay? So the health rating, that's a New York Life health rating.
Yes.
And so is that like someone in risk assessment and underwriting determines the scale that you just talked about?
Yes.
So it's not a medical professional or a doctor reviewing this information and giving this arbitrary number to someone who's applying for insurance?
I don't know who that person is, so I can't tell you.
You had mentioned that when Ms. Wolfe's applied for life insurance, part of it is this health assessment, right?
Yes.
And this was in March of 2021?
I believe so.
Do you need to look at the record? Would that help?
Probably.
I think they're right in front of you.
Okay.
Take your time.
It looks to be February 2nd, 2021.
Okay. After February, you said 2nd of 2021, you didn't have any follow-up records, interviews with Anna Walsh about her health?
No.
You had mentioned that someone goes and draws blood and does a urine test?
Yes.
What does the blood test, what does that look for? What is it test for?
I don't fully understand, but the things that it does push out that are common are as if there's evidence of nicotine, if they're smoking or using nicotine. It'll show if cholesterol levels is usually the types of things they're looking for. Something they're looking for abnormalities. I don't really quite frankly understand what they're looking for.
And then you said a urine test. What are they looking for in the urine test? Is that drugs and alcohol, illegal drugs, I'm assuming, and alcohol?
Nicotine.
And nicotine. Okay. Is there any type of analysis of the person's kidney system, their lungs and their heart capacity?
I don't know.
You don't know. Is there any type of evaluation of their neurological system?
I don't know.
And the February 2021 date that you're talking about, I think you said that part of this health assessment, this number you give, is based off an interview with the person?
Part of the underwriting is a telephone interview, yes.
Okay, a telephone interview with the person trying to get insurance.
Yes.
And I think you already said it, but you can't get life insurance if you don't go through this process.
Correct.
Okay. And I think you also said that the healthier you are, the cheaper your premiums can be, or the cheaper you have to pay, which makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. So it's beneficial to someone when they're applying for life insurance to hopefully be at least reporting or be in the best shape physically. And I guess physically, that's the way to say it.
Yes.
Okay. And I think you said that you asked them about if they engage in any high-risk activities, right?
That's part of the telephone interview. I don't ask that, but the company does, yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm assuming the reason you ask if there's any high-risk activity is to see if they live a lifestyle where they're more likely than someone else to get injured or killed.
Correct.
So bungee jumping.
Bingo.
Is a no. Okay. So the only way that you might find out if something is someone is engaging in high-risk behavior is if they told the underwriter on this telephone interview.
That's one of the ways, yes.
So if someone did engage in arguably high risk or dangerous behavior and they didn't report it to you, you wouldn't know.
Correct.
You had mentioned that Anna Walsh had two different policies. One was a term and one was a whole?
Yes.
Okay. Now, am I correct that it's common for young married couples or people with children to come and get life insurance?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to ask you just to lean into that microphone a little bit. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, and when married couples come to get life insurance, more common that the other spouse is the one that's the beneficiary.
Very common.
So if the husband gets it, it's the wife. If the wife gets it, it's the husband.
Yes.
Okay. And if they have minor children, is it still the spouse is the beneficiary because they're going to be using that money for the care and protection of the children?
Yes.
Okay. Your company, New York Life, you guys also do financial planning and retirement planning. Like, that's kind of the whole company. Okay. And so is life insurance, and we'll talk about the difference between whole and term. Life insurance is a type of financial planning and thinking about retirement and future, right?
Yes.
And so it's something, again, families, married couples, it's common that they come to you for this.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a term life insurance policy, that's something where you pay monthly, and if you die, the benefits get paid out.
Yes.
Okay. But is there a way that you can have a term life insurance policy and that can get converted into another type of policy where you can take loans off it or it can grow a cash value?
Yes.
Okay. And so even a term good start is something that isn't worth anything unless someone dies, and you can turn it into some type of investment or access to finances.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a whole term or a whole policy, that's a little bit different, right?
Yes.
And so I am definitely going to fumble this because numbers is just not my thing. But this is where you can have a whole life insurance policy and you can borrow that with it.
Correct.
So if I have a whole life insurance policy and something unexpected happens or an expense comes up, I can actually borrow off this policy.
Yes.
And am I also correct that if you do borrow off this policy, there's a tax advantage or a tax break? It's like a 401k tax you pay? You explain it to me.
You can borrow the cash value without paying tax on the accumulation value.
And in the whole policy that Anna Walsh had, who would be eligible to take a loan off that policy?
The owner of the policy, who was Anna.
So even Mr. Walsh, her husband, he couldn't sign and take a loan off that full policy without her.
Correct.
Okay. Considering that these policies have some financial value to them, does divorce ever play a role in policies and paying out on life insurance policy, a whole policy? Is divorce something that clients have ever asked you about? That's probably a better question.
Is divorce, I don't understand the question.
Okay, sure.
So if a whole policy has cash value and people are married, if people are going to get divorced, is there ever a question in any of your clients' minds, well, hey, I've been paying off Bill's policy for 8 years, I should have some of that?
Yes.
Objection.
Set the foundation.
So you had told us that some of these life insurance policies are an asset. It's a way to build cash, build for retirement, and you can access money from, right?
Yes.
And if someone, and you might see a whole policy where two people are married.
Yes.
Okay. So if one spouse has a whole policy, you told us that they're the only one that can actually sign the paperwork to get assets off of it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So in on a home policy, I'm assuming you have to pay a premium every month.
Yes.
And so have you ever had to talk to a prospective client about how divorce could affect who owns access to that policy, or is it a non-issue?
Objection.
You can answer. Have you ever discussed it with another client, any client?
Yes.
You had mentioned that Anna had a policy. My understanding is, I think you said that you got to Brian Walsh off a lead off the internet?
Yes.
So that means he was looking for insurance and does he pop in something and you see it and you give it a call?
Yes.
Okay. And am I correct that when Mr. Walsh initially contacted you, he wanted the insurance?
Objection.
I'll see you at the side of the bench.
Let me dismiss. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So initially, when you followed up on this lead, Mr. Walsh had applied for health insurance through you.
Insurance.
Excuse me, life insurance. Yes.
Yes.
And he was rejected. And he was rejected because he had a felony conviction from his federal court case.
No.
Why was he rejected?
He had a pending case.
Apologies. So it was because he had a pending federal case.
Correct. Okay.
And you didn't just stop at that one application. Am I correct that you applied to several other policies or companies to try to get him life insurance?
Yes.
And I think at one point, did you even reach out to other colleagues for help and how to get him life insurance?
Yes.
And it's at that point where he was consistently being rejected in 2021 that it was an afterthought, like, hey, we're going to go with Anna and get her insurance.
Objection.
Sustained.
During the time that Mr. Walsh was applying for life insurance, during that time frame, Anna Walsh never applied for life insurance.
I'm not sure.
Well, what do you mean you're not sure? She didn't apply with it through you.
She applied, I don't know, when the one search for Brian's life insurance ended and where hers began. I don't know if the two overlapped.
Okay. But her, as you say, her search for life insurance was an afterthought when you were working with this family.
Sustained.
Your Honor, may I be seen at sidebar?
Yes, you may.
So you were a life insurance salesperson?
Yeah.
Okay. So then your job is you meet with clients and families and try to sell them insurance that they need and want?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not uncommon, but probably it's more common, that you work with couples, married couples, people with children, right?
Yes.
And so these life insurance policies, they're for the benefit of the family as a whole?
Yes.
Okay.
So in this situation, you had told us that Mr. Welsh numerous times applied for life insurance policies and was consistently denied because of his pending federal case, correct?
Yes.
And you're working with the family at this time?
Yes.
And I'm assuming that when you were going through this with Mr. Welsh, actually, he even referred you to other friends and colleagues of his.
Yes.
Objection.
I think it's time to go to lunch. Have a nice lunch, sir.
All right, please. Here's those notebooks. Follow me.
You are unmuted.
Thank you.
That was going to work, one of the jurors.
Court is back in session. You may be seated.
Do I understand, sir, you're still under oath?
Hello.
So, before I was talking again about how you sell policies to individuals and families when it comes to life insurance.
Yes.
So, when you're selling to a young married couple, both parties might have life insurance policies.
Yes.
And each of them would be the other one's beneficiary.
Yes.
Okay. And when people have kids, then that's another consideration because they want to make sure if something happens to one parent, the other parent and the children are okay.
Yes.
So, in your role as a life insurance agent, would you categorize life insurance policies as something that's an investment for the whole family?
Sometimes.
Okay. And in this particular case, am I correct that all three children had whole life insurance policies as well?
Yes.
And Anna Welsh was the beneficiary of those?
Yes.
So she would have been the only one who could have taken out a loan against any of those policies?
Yes.
Okay. I was asking you before that about how Mr. Welsh had been denied several times for health insurance.
Life insurance.
Life insurance.
Yes, yeah. It's okay. Yes.
Sorry. So you had mentioned that Brian Walsh had, I guess, requested life insurance online and you picked it up as a lead and you reached out to him.
Yes.
And you began applying for life insurance policies for him.
Yes.
When you began applying for life insurance policies for Brian Walsh, Anna Walsh did not apply for any life insurance policies.
Correct.
At some point, Anna Walsh did apply for a life insurance policy, and that was after Mr. Walsh consistently was denied because of his open federal case.
Correct.
How did it come about that Anna Walsh would apply for life insurance?
I don't remember the conversation. It probably was my recommendation.
So it was probably your recommendation that Anna applied because Mr. Walsh was getting denied?
Correct.
Okay. Is it customary once you sell a policy, I don't know if that's the right term, that you might stay in touch with your clients if they ever have questions in the future about their policies or payouts or any beneficiary questions?
Yes.
So people can email you or call you and say, hey, I have a question about this policy, right?
Yes.
After Anna Walsh and the children were insured in February of 2021. At no point did Mr. Walsh ever email or call you and say, hey, how do I... I'm just being a lady.
Okay. No, I apologize.
Okay. At no point did Mr. Walsh ever contact you to ask you about getting paid out on any of Anna Walsh's life insurance policies?
Correct.
Emerald, surely can answer that question. And at no point did Mr. Walsh ever contact you and ask you about taking out any loans or how to take out loans on any of the children's life insurance policies or Anna Walsh's life insurance policies?
Objection.
Overruled.
Correct.
Nothing further. Redirect.
No, Your Honor. Commonwealth's content.
The witness may step down. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And the Commonwealth may call its next witness.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.